Carol, how do you define ecosystem services?
Okay, what we're using in the work that we're doing is based on the Millennium Ecosystem Assessment, which is an internationally recognized definition. So we're going with ecosystem services are the benefits that people get from the environment, so from the landscape and that kind of thing. So it includes things like food, fiber, energy, then of course water provisioning, clean air, filtration, all those kinds of things. So that's what we're using as a definition.
Well, when you look what's happening on the environmental front in Alberta, what do you see as being the challenges that you have to deal with on a day-to-day basis?
For us, the reason that we're working in this area is because of some of the challenges Alberta has around land use and land management and the choices society has to make around the best use of the landscape. So some of the interactions between various sectors, including like forestry, the energy sector, agriculture, municipalities, of course. So there is obviously the choices that need to be made, and the ecosystem services process is helping us to inform those choices. Alberta's got the Land Use Framework and the Alberta Land Stewardship Act, which provides the guidance, and we're working closely with them to make sure that the policy pieces they have the innovation and the research and the tools to put in place those things to support land use decision-making and planning and those kinds of things.
Well, there's a number of different agencies in Alberta that I guess each has their own little piece of the pie when it comes to looking out for biodiversity or what's happening on the environment. What are some of those agencies that you're working with?
So, of course, I just mentioned the Land Use Secretariat, which is basically a wing of the Alberta government. So the Department of Environment and Sustainable Resource Development. Then we're, of course, working with Alberta Innovates Technology Futures and Energy and Environment Solutions. And then we're working with the Alberta Biodiversity Monitoring Institute, Silvacom. We're working with Climate Change Emissions Management Corporation. We're also working with the Oil Sands Leadership Initiative and a number of other partners that include the Livestock and Meat Agency. And we have done some work with the Conservation Association. Ducks Unlimited is involved with some of our projects, as is the Mistakis Institute out of the University of Calgary.
BioSolutions is really looking at research and how you can put forward or move forward some of these issues. What would be some of the projects that you're working on? Can you give me some examples, please?
Sure. I guess I just want to take a step back in terms of the people we're working with. So what we have tried to do in BioSolutions, working with these other agencies, is recognize that Alberta has some very good capacity in some of these areas, although there's not a lot of capacity. So we're working with the people that are the experts and have the reach to some of the other knowledge. So on the science side, on the economic side, on the data and information side, and trying to pull together all these people with knowledge and experience that can help us pull it together. So some of the things that we are specifically doing is we're looking at the data and information and the gaps. And so we're working to proof of concept, basically, a data and information management system. We are also working to develop an ecosystem services assessment process and helping to define what that might look like. And where we're working through a network of experts that's led by the Alberta Biodiversity Monitoring Institute in order to do that. So those are two specific examples. But coming out of that, we're also trying to do some applied proof of concepts, working with the stakeholders on the landscape to see how these things might work and does a test. So it's an applied process where we want to be practical and make sure some of the ideas work from a business perspective so that it can actually practically be used in land use decision making. And, you know, whether it's reclamation, remediation, or just offsetting kinds of processes. So our interest, our priority interest at this point in time is really around conservation offsets and how would we frame that and what needs to be put in place to help the government of Alberta move forward with that policy.
Can you tell me a little bit more about that? What do you mean by the offsets and how might they work? What are the things that you're looking at there?
Okay, the Alberta Land Stewardship Act, which comes out of the Land Use Framework, really has put in place a number of possible tools that government and industry can start to use to help achieve the land use objectives that are set out in regional plans. So one of those tools is conservation offsets. There's another one called tradable development credits. There's conservation easements and conservation directives. So we're focusing on the offsets, which will also probably likely help to form the tradable development credits. And that is just a priority that's been identified. And so the offsets are intended to be able to help industry to continue to develop in a balanced way that considers environment, economic, and social objectives. But so if they're trying to develop, then they can offset some of the things that they're doing in another place that will help improve some of the objectives around conservation. So that is likely around biodiversity or something else. But it has a lot of work that needs to be done around how do you decide what one piece of land is valued at from a conservation perspective versus another one.
It isn't really new ideas that you're trying to get across to get other people to buy into. There's actually been a lot of work happening over the last 10 years or so to develop these. Where do you see that you're at this point?
Okay, in terms of ecosystem services and the approach that we're taking around sort of supporting the Alberta Land Stewardship Act and the land use framework and some of the other policy things that Alberta government has put in place, ecosystem services in itself is a bit of a different way of looking at, you know, environment and some of the other things that society needs, whether that happens to be energy and food and those kinds of things. So it's a bit of an integrating mechanism that allows people to look at it from a landscape perspective rather than coming at it from a sectoral perspective and look at how we all have, you know, somewhat competing needs perhaps around the land. So it helps to change the way we look at things. So from that perspective, the work that is being done by the Alberta government as well as by the groups that we're working with is new and different. But there's a lot of work that's been done on whether that happens to be about management systems and management practices and environmental impacts and some of those kinds of things that really help to inform this. Because I think there's a lot of science gaps that we're going to find as we go through this that we will need to target and invest in, whether it's through our partners or even within BioSolutions to help solve some of those science gaps as well.
You mentioned competing uses of the landscape, and of course I immediately think of forestry and energy, both one's dealing with the trees, the other one's trying to get below and mine the oil sands or whatever. What might be happening in that area that you could expand on so that people understand what it is that you're really trying to achieve?
Well, I think a lot of that is exactly goes to a really good example of what we're doing, because forestry and energy are on the same landscape, and they both obviously have products and services that they're trying to deliver from it. And by coordinating and working together, integrated land management helps them to better make the choices around when and timing, coordinate their activities on the landscape. So if an energy company needs to take out some forest, basically, for some of their development, they can coordinate better with the forest company in terms of them harvesting that forest before, rather than it just going down, you know, separately. It's also about roads and about access and those kinds of things. And then how do you offset that and how do you coordinate it so you make more efficient use of those kinds of corridors and the infrastructure that needs to be put into those areas. But then at the same time, you're also looking at what's the most effective way to offset some of those things and reclaim or restore some of that. So there's lots of opportunities there. And because the forest sector has a long history of ecology and environmental management and forest management, they have a natural fit for helping to move some of these things forward.
What do you see as being some of the science gaps that you're going to have to address?
I think it'll come, like when we talk about ecosystem services and we talk about the change, like that you do in terms of management to enhance. So if we're looking at a piece of agricultural land and it's maybe a mix of crop and rangeland, and then you decide that maybe the producer, the landowner, makes a decision that he wants to enhance the wetlands because he recognizes that there's an opportunity around that. What are some of the practices that he might do that would help to restore that? or how do you improve some of those environmental outcomes, the management systems and some of the practices that they might use that would change that, right? And then also in terms of, if we talk again back to reclamation, what are those primary services that you're trying to restore and what are you trying to focus on? So whether it's caribou or maybe it's grizzly bear habitat or it is just basically forest production, what are the kinds of things that best get us to that outcome? So what's the science and the technology and the practices that we want to really understand helps us achieve that?
What are some of the research or funding programs that you have?
The funding that we're doing currently in Alberta Innovates BioSolutions around ecosystem services is very targeted and directed. So we have a roadmap which is available on our website, and so we're filling those very deliberately. But at the same time, there is complementary programming on the sustainable production side that helps fund some of those ideas around better reclamation and different kinds of things that the forest industry or agriculture might be interested in.
What is it that you like about your job and what it is that you're trying to achieve here?
I think what I like about my job is the interesting people. It's an interesting topic area. It's so integrated and there's so many different players, whether it's sector players and within the government and within the Innovate system. There's a lot of very different kinds of people. So we're working in an interdisciplinary way. So you're working with science guys and you're working with economists and you're working with people that are basically business people or data people. So there's this broad perspective and a very wide range of knowledge and expertise that comes to the table, so I like that. I do like the way that we have this opportunity to bring policy priorities of the government together with this sector and the industry and trying to find places where everybody feels that we can move forward together. So finding that common ground is really interesting and exciting.
So when you look what you're doing here in Alberta, mm-hmm. how does this compare to what's going on in, say, the rest of Canada or other places around the world?
We are, like, the land use framework in itself for Alberta is quite a unique and innovative piece of legislation. So Alberta is actually in the forefront of that. So the work on the ecosystem services comes out of work done previously by the Institute for Agriculture, Forestry, and the Environment, which was led by Dr. Ken Nickel and a board of directors that included people from agriculture and forestry as well. And a lot of that work was done based on what was happening in other jurisdictions, such as Australia, for sure, and the United States. And I think what they did with that process was actually bring it together in a more integrated way. There's been a lot of work done on individual services, so whether it's water and water quality or whether it's carbon. Carbon's a really great example of where we actually have a market for an ecosystem service in Alberta. And Alberta Innovates BioSolutions is partnering with the Climate Change Emissions Management Corporation on a greenhouse gas, biological greenhouse gas management program as well. So for us, it's really exciting to start to bring all these pieces together. And we have some experience in the carbon market and some of those things that we can base it on. But we've also tried to learn from what's worked in other jurisdictions and bring that together. Energy and Environment Solutions has done some interesting work that applies around water and through the former Water Research Institute, which is part of the Energy and Environment Solutions now as well. So trying to bring that all together and bundle it. So it's very complex, but it's also very exciting because it's so new and so interesting.
Essentially, the key is that there's integration and you have this more holistic view of what's happening and bringing everything together.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's integrated and it's systematic, comprehensive in all these various sectors, and it's really looking at it from the landscape and the choices that society has to make around it and learning from all these cool things that have happened around the world. So we are going to be, as we move through this process as well, trying to set up a bit of a network that reaches out back to the leaders in the international community around this. So probably try to do something around some sort of a workshop and a network to check in where we've come from in the last 3 years or so.
Thank you very much, Carol.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity to share this.